Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana voters follow the expected path in setting up this fall showdown to replace U.S. Senator Steve Daines, with frontrunner Kurt Almy showing strength in his first outing in the polls. But a three-way race and a much larger turnout in November than we saw last night could set the stage for a competitive showdown this fall. Almy, the former U.S. attorney for Montana, who entered the race within minutes of Daines withdrawing his re-election bid, cruised to the GOP nomination. The Democratic contest was more competitive, with newcomer Alani Bankhead making a strong showing. She got 44% of the vote statewide over former Livingston lawmaker Riley Neal, who was trailed with 33% of the vote. Of course, the big question mark for November now will be the performance of independent candidate Seth Bodner. He had the advantage of a bye round yesterday because an independent candidate was not on the ballot. It's restricted to major parties in a primary, but that means his campaign also doesn't have polling results to use for planning the win in November. Over in the House District 1 race, rookie candidate Aaron Flint was able to see himself declared the GOP winner early as he dispatched both Secretary of State Christy Jacobson and former lawmaker and often candidate Al Olszewski, despite their greater name recognition. The big contest was on the Democratic side. Ryan Bussey had opened an early lead over firefighter Sam Forstag, although the Missoula firefighter closed the gap later in the evening, and by Wednesday morning, Forstag was holding the edge 37% to 33%, a margin of about 3,000 votes. Forstag came on strong in the late count for Missoula County, capturing 47% of the vote there. Bussey's edge was in Flathead County with 41%, and he led early in the Bitterroot, but the late round count in the Bitterroot gave Forstag the margin with 35% of the vote. In the District 2 contest, of course, freshman Congressman Troy Downing running unopposed for the GOP nomination. Brian Miller will be the Democratic challenger there, with Patrick McCracken carrying the Libertarian banner. This is the Montana State News Network.